Rail campaigners in the West have accused the government of dragging its feet on the introduction of flexi tickets. Now, as we know, many employees now work from home or only go into the office occasionally. And that's something that's probably going to remain for the time being. But it may now take until the new year before flexi tickets are a reality. Joining me now is Bruce Williamson from the independent passenger champion Rail Future. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Paris.
So, Bruce, this is obviously a bit of bone of contention in terms of when and how these flexi tickets will ever arrive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the world has changed, you know, there's no doubt about that. And even when the COVID thing blows over, which may be sometime in the future, I think work patterns will never be the same again. You know, they will continue to change. People will be working from home. They've got, you know, zero contract hours, whatever. So there is a need for, you know, a more flexible approach to ticketing to sort of match the way people are working in the 21st century.
Season tickets do provide a bit of stability, though, but you're saying that flexi tickets kind of fit the times a little bit more now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the important part about season tickets is that, you know, they're expensive when you look at the bottom line, you know, but on a sort of per journey basis, they're actually quite cheap. They're much cheaper than, you know, conventional tickets. So for workers who are making regular journeys, they get massive savings from season tickets. But we want to extend those savings over maybe 2 or 3 days a week. That's why we need that flexibility, because that's the way people are working.
Do you get the sense that this is going to happen anytime soon? Why do you think that you know, this whole thing, it's dragging its heels a little bit at the moment?
Well, I think it's just simply bureaucracy and the government sort of not really knowing what it's doing, and then possibly, would you believe, having other things on its mind at the moment. So maybe rail isn't the top priority. But yeah, I'm sure it will happen eventually. I mean, there's quite a lot of work that you know needs to be done with ticketing, really, because it is a bit of a mess. And flexible ticketing, I think, you know, is sort of necessary and inevitable, really.
What are you doing as part of Rail Future, Bruce Williamson? What are you doing to sort of lobby the government? What are your kind of actions or your plans then to get this moving quicker?
Well, I'd like to tell you that we have a very complex master plan, but it's not quite like that, you know. But I mean, you know, it's the job of campaigning groups like Rail Future to make a bit of a noise about it. I'm doing it now by being on the radio, you know, raising public awareness of this issue. And the thing about rail campaigning, it takes a very, very long time to get things done. So it's a sort of trickle-down process. So we just keep banging away, keep shouting about it, and eventually the politicians do seem to get the message.
All right, Bruce. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time and for putting your views across this morning on Radio Bristol.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Thanks, Sir Bruce. Now, we have, of course, contacted Great Western Railway and South West Trains. Both declined an interview, but they did say this. Along with other train operating companies, we've submitted flexible season ticket proposals to the Department for Transport for their consideration. GWR also said, we hope to be able to announce more details soon. We've also spoken to the Department for Transport, who also declined an interview, but they did say this. Passengers deserve punctual and reliable journeys at a fair price. That's why we're investing billions in modernising the network and working with industry to try to provide commuters with more flexibility and better value. So both sides of the argument there. It's Radio Bristol. It's Paris Troyan for Andy Vowles.